Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. So, thank you for coming here. Good morning. I would like to present our work on the two-phase modeling applied to signal transport in the SGRN Goldstone Zone. And one star study on GEON SGRN will be presented. So first, I would like to thank to my co-chair working on two-phase modeling. The first, it's Xinmeng Yu, Associate Professor, University of Kent, Damien Fadman-Bon, Senior Researcher of the Laboratory of Cygnus. Nathalie Barbry is the first people who have started with me on two-phase modeling by PhD thesis 1960, 1960 and 96 and 2000, and then taken by Julian Chosha for PhD thesis on 2003, 2007. He particularly developed the turbulent modeling in two-phase flows, in particular for the turbulent for the solid phase. And he realized and postdoc for the problem consolidation. And the next PhD is in Windhoek. He worked on the dredge sediment release in the open sea. And now we have two Miguel Zapata postdoc. He developed a 3D version. And Sheffield Islam, PhD, he developed LES in a two-phase modeling. So the context of this development is from the requirement from a lot of the application of the signal transport modeling. For example, in turbidity maximum in the SGRN, in this one. So we have this turbidity maximum form displaced along of SGRN in function of the tidal energy and to despair maybe. And so it's very important for the environment problem because sediment is a trap of the contaminant. And another problem is the problem the dredging because turbidity maximum make the navigation difficult. So we depends a lot of the I think, for example, Bordeaux Harbor depend about the 10 or 20 million for the dredging operation. So it's very important to study about the about formation and displacement of the turbidity maximum in the GEON SGRN. Another problem is the problem, the scientific challenge. So we now, physical challenge, we have a lot of the problem. Rheology of the sediment, we discussed so much. Very dense flows in which the turbulent modeling is very complex. The fluid bed interaction and in particular the solid phase behaviors, sometimes like liquid light, sometimes solid light. You can see later in the kinetics of erosion. And we have the numerical challenge because two-phase modeling goes on so much. So we need the parallelization, MPI, CPU, and now we develop CUDA GPU too. So I try to present it one. The first, I would like to present maybe the processing of the sediment transport in estuary. So here we cite the main processes of the sediment transport. The first we have, so transport by suspension. And during the suspension, you have the settling. And maybe for the cohesive sediment, we have flocculation and we have flux breakup. And near the bottom, we have a position of the tender seedling of the mud flocks. And we have and a very dense layer, it's a flat mud for the cohesive sediments. And we have process of the consolidation, etc. So to model this phenomenon, we have two approaches. The first, we use the single phase modeling. In fact, in the single phase modeling, we guess one fictive depth. For example, normally we consider one sediment about 100, 15 or 100, we consider it's a met. So it's a 15 met concept proposed. And about the 15 met, we use a single model, single phase model. And behind, we propose an extra model in this zone. The equation, governing equation is the Gibson equation. So we try to calculate the sedimentation and consolidation process in this one. So it's the context for single phase modeling for the sediment transport. And now we would like to use two phase modeling that is able to carve the domain from the non erodible bed into free surface. So it's our motivation, in fact. And of course, we met so many difficulties. In two-phase modeling, in this case, have to able to simulate suspension, sure. At the moment, we don't care about population because it's very complicated, very complicated. And we have to simulate the hinder settling of the mud flocks and the consolidation process. So it's context. It's a key of the two-phase modeling.
In your picture, so in this actual model for the bed, near the bed, is your fluid mud layer actually moving or you consider moving in the horizontal?
Yeah. In extra model now, we just consider we don't have so much the moving on horizontal, just on vertical.
Okay. So the bed lower than mud?
Yeah, that's right. Just. Yeah. Okay. So we have a lot extra model developed, but just vertical. For example, in Telemark 3D and Telemark 2D developed by EDF France, we have in CSIS module, we have one main program to calculate the transport of the sediment is suspension and an extra model to calculate the consolidation, sedimentation consolidation process. But in two phases, we would like to take again, to take bulk domain. So the content of my presentation, my talk, it's first, we try to remark on the difference on the single and two-phase model. And we developed the idea about the two-phase modeling. We give some description. We present the CFD technique for advection and Poisson equations. And we present some test case from the sedimentation consolidation, from the dread sediment release, from the water sediment interface. So yesterday we talked about Kelvin-Helmholtz instabilities, we use it two-phase modeling to simulate this phenomenon. And we, in particular, we would like to present vertical aerosion tests in which we present unified formulation for continuum mechanics, because it's talked about the liquid life and solid life of the solid phase in this case. And we present briefly the Jirn application. I give some final discussion and conclusion. So it's very clear about this, some of the main remarks on the single and two-phase modeling. The first single model based on passive scalar hypothesis is mean that particle, solid particle move at the same velocity and the free particle. So, and we don't have the fluid particle interaction, fluid bed interaction taken in a model. And the flux exchange between the fluid and bed is calculated by the empiric formulas for the deposit and erosion phases. And it's very important. It's we need a fixed bed conception. It's very important. So we need an extra model for the consolidation. Two-phase modeling. So we don't need the fictive bed conception and consolidation, segmentation condition is taken in model. It means that we try to use Navier stock for two phase to simulate event consolidation and segmentation process in this one. We try to show that. And the interaction between the fluid particle feedback is taken in model. So objective of this work is to develop a two-phase model that is able to simulate the main processes of the sediment transport in estuarine and coastal zone, such as suspension, sedimentation, consolidation, erosion. And we propose the efficient CFD and HPC technique. We provide high accuracy and reduction of the computing cost. So I just give here some indication of our two-phase model. So this is a model based on resolution of the Navier-Stokes equation for two-phase, and then we try to get unified formulation for continuum mechanics. It means that Navier-Stokes equation can transform to Navier equation for describing the liquid like behaviors of the solid phase. The model is a no isostatic pressure assumption. We develop the key epsilon turbulence for the fluid and for solid. It's based on the it's the main result of the Union-Shaw thesis, PhD thesis, based on the development of the Simonin, Olivier Simonin. And we try to improve the K epsilon for fluid phase by K omega near the bottom. And at the moment, we developed LES for fluid and for solid. The model is vertical, it's adaptive Eulerian match, and armature in XY for the 3D version. The model is based on position method. It means that we try to split Navier-Stokes equation into different steps. The first step, we calculate the convection term and diffusion term. The second step, we try to combine the rest of the momentum equation and the continuity equation to get a Poisson equation for the pressure. And once once threshold determinant, so we try to correct the velocity field. So the discretization by the finite volume method, the 2D version is completed and parallelized by MPI CPU and by SCUDA GPU. The 3D version is in progress, and we hope we can finish on the summer 2015. So this is the equation. It's a Navier-Stokes equation for two phase. Key may be F for fluid and S for solid. And in particular, for the solid phase, when volume function less than, greater than, and then 0.0, we propose an effective test for solid phase to take in consideration the hindrance during the settling process. And here some the closure laws, transfer laws, and the viscous stresses and particle pressure.
Can you perhaps go back to the equations and give us a little bit more background on the equations? For example, you have some terms in here, like capital B and so on, but I'm not sure what that is.
In this one?
Yes, in the upper. What is capital B?
The B, okay. Yes, in fact, it's for the equation for the 2D, X, Z, taking in consideration the Y of asteroid. So B is the Y of the asteroid, naturally.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
the B.
Okay.
Yeah. In 3D, we don't need the B, sure, absolutely. Yes.
Effective stress pressure.
Yeah, effective stress. Yeah.
Parameterized, this sigma E here.
Yeah.
Is parameterized as a quantity above gelling.
Yeah, above gelling point. Yeah.
Right, and then but within the when the sample boundary is greater than gelling boundary, what happens is you have a consolidation.
Yeah.
But you have to, because you mentioned you also want to model consolidation.
Yes.
So you have an actual.
That's right. Because before the modeling, we, for example, for zero necessary, we try to make some experimental study to less so the sediment in sedimentation. So we try to measure the gel point. Yes. So and here, this one here, is not 50. We can propose and sigma zero, because it is not precise. It is one. So sigma zero we have to use for calibrate the model. It is sigma zero. It's not 50.
So these are for a particular type of sediment, a fine sediment.
It's a fine sediment. It's for coezip sediment, sure. Yeah. Right. And no coezip, we don't have any.
And you wouldn't apply it to sand. It's meant for a finer particulate.
Yeah.
So I'm confused because alpha S is greater than the gel.
The gel point, gelling point, yeah.
Okay, so that means we're in the solid phase where we're actually consolidating here?
Yeah. Gelling point normally it's about 0. I don't remember exactly, but it seems that 0.12, something like that.
Depends on the threshold.
Depends
on the aggregation structure, threshold dimension. But the key point you want to mention is that you have a polar law basically. But you fit it with your experimental data.
That's right.
So in reality, if I want to study mud for another system, I probably probably need to do a segmentation.
No, for example, no. Oh, yes, yes. For example, we try to study too much in Giron actually, and another is Rennes actually. It's a survey field. So we have the data. So we use this one to try to simulate. Yes, to determine the gel point and this sigma zero.
So effectively, this is a compressive yield strength or a shear yield strength? Which?
A compressed?
Is it a compressive yield strength or a shear yield strength?
Yes, yes. This is compressed. Okay. It's a normal. Yeah. It's normal component. Yeah.
There's no also yeah. consolidation layer, so there's no shear. At least that's the assumption.
Well, there's
so
certainly a
shear
spread.
Self-weight consolidation is a problem.
Yeah. So now, I would like to present some CFD technique. The most important is problem the attention time and Poisson equation. So if we return back to this equation, so this one on the left of the second equation is the convection. If we put in zero on the right hand side, we have the attention equation. So we try to use upwelling less coil scheme plus LED. It means that local excitement diminishing. So this is present in my publication in the computer fluid museum. So this one we try to use for the two-phase modeling. So this test is a very simple test. So we have a body and a grow body. So this body turn around in a 3D dimension space. So it is a different position of this body. So this is the order we can get. So when we use 64 for the 3 dimension, we can get an order of accuracy about nearly 2. And if we increase to 128 multiplied by 2 times for this one, so we can get order of accuracy about 3. So it's a very good.
Can you say roughly what the advection scheme is then? It's what's different about it from normal upwinding?
Different what?
So it's partly upwinding, but what's different about the...
Yes. It's because we... the first, we try to... Because in upwind scheme, normally, we need and there is a gradient of the value, gradient of the value, what you like called advecting, okay? And so we try to get the gradient, this value, by less square technique.
Okay.
And then when you get the gradient, you calculate by up.
So what do you mean by less correcting? Did you say less correcting?
Less square is mean that.
Oh, these.
Less square is mean that you try to get the radian small than one value you fix. So so you try to get by this one. Yeah.
How do I have to understand this changing order of your scheme? I mean, this scheme is
yeah. So in fact, it's the slope of the curve, the convection curve. So when you reduce, when you reduce the match, it's been refined match. So you get a precision compared with the analytic solution. So you make a difference between, for example, you calculate the grid 60 different with the 32, you have different, and you divide by del x, the increment of del x. So this gives you one slope, and slope it's the order of the accuracy.
But you're not using the spectral method, are you?
No, it's not spectral, no.
So I think I have the same question. If it's a finite difference or finite element type, shouldn't the slope should stay constant after, because that's the essential part of convergence?
Yes.
For the spectral, I can assume as you refine the grid.
No, it's not spectral. It's very standard. It's very, it's used to for the people working on difference or finite on difference or finite volume scheme. So I don't work on the spectral, so I cannot compare, but it's very standard. For, yeah.
You have to understand it that basically your scheme is perhaps third order in most of the area, and then it is lower order in near front. And when you resolve the mesh more finely,
yeah,
then the lower order is confined to a smaller area, and so you get a smaller overall error. Is that what this plot is?
No. It means that you know when you refine, you get the more accuracy for the numerical result. So it's the fact. Okay, so we try to reduce, to refine the mesh, and you look at how the accuracy is increased, and the rate of the increase. Accuracy is mean that the conversion rate. And the conversion rate, it represents the accuracy of the scheme. Okay. For the Poisson equation, so we have from when you use the Poisson method, you try to combine quantification with the rest of the momentum equation, you can get Poisson equation, something like that. And because we use the attractive mesh on vertical, so we have to make some coordinate transformation. So this is you have a Cartesian coordinate system. Now we transform to a sigma coordinate system, something like that. And here we try to an test case. Poisson equation, in fact, it's delta phi equal, so F. So Poisson equation is delta phi equal F. It's a Poisson equation. So the F given this one by this value. So we can get the analytic solution for this equation. So when we have the analytical solution, so you can, once again, to try to get the order of accuracy. So we present his in specs of the -1, -1, -1, -1. It's a match, the first match, the first grid, second grid, and the third grid. It's a completely unstructured on the horizontal. So here we present the result of the exact solution, analytic solution, numerical solution, and this is the difference between exact solution and numerical solution. When we try to get the order of accuracy, so we can say normally we can get the second order for the scheme we propose. Now, I would like to talk about the segmentation and consolidation. So we have two kinds of sediment. It's non-cohesive and it is a cohesive. For the cohesive sediment, consolidation process regime governed by a Gibson equation, and for the sedimentation governed by a King's equation. So for the extramolar, we use two equations to try to modulate the sedimentation and consolidation. But in our two-phase model, we use Navier-Stokes to validate our model. So for the non-cohesive, so we try use the experience done by my colleague Feynman Bond in this column. In this column, we put and mix. So you have liquid and the sediment. So we start initially the volume fraction absolute is about 0.48, and the solid particle is the polystyrene ball with the diameter it's about the 300 micrometer. So we can see we have two interfaces. The first, the upper interface, the top interface, is between suspension and clear water. And the second and lower interface between suspension and consolidation. So we have here the result. It is the point. It's a measurement, and the line. It's a numerical result. So we can see it's a good agreement we can obtain. And this is the profile of the volume fraction of the solid phase, different at a different time, different instance. And for the cohesive particle, we start for the three different values of the alpha s, 1.2%, 2.2%, and 5.2%. So we have the profile at the different instance. So we get an agreement. Maybe this one is not so good than the two first case, because we start at initial volume fraction absolute about 5.2. It means that we are in consolidation process already. Here we have a sedimentation and then consolidation. And here we start even in the point of the consolidation process. Yeah.
It appears that the experimental data is non-monotonic near the lower surface.
Yeah, this one is experimental.
But it's not monotonic in the sense that it goes up and then drops.
Yeah, this one's effectively, this one is it's not in the same form, because normally for the cohesive, normally we have something like the form, something like that. Yes. But this one, I don't know why, because I get just
from. So these are completely quiescent experiments.
Yeah, completely. Yes, in Cologne, it's in Cologne.
At z equals zero, is solid. It's solid wall or.
What?
At z equal to zero at the very bottom, is it a solid wall or is it?
It's the solid. Here, this one.
Yeah, at exactly z equals zero. Is it a solid?
This is zero here.
In experiment.
Experiment here. Yes. Yeah. This one is the last. This one is nearly initial. It's the first curve, and this is the last curve. But we have something like that.
And what, the base of the column is solid. Is that right? It's impermeable base of the column.
Yeah.
Solid wall.
Yeah. So now we try to simulate the dredge sediment release in open sea. So it is an experience done in our laboratory in Chateau. So this is the sediment dredge from Jerome Estuary. So we put in an tank here, and suddenly we have a clapet we open to drop the sediment, to release the sediment. So this is the numerical result at the same moment for this one. We measure the distance about that, and distance compared with this one. So it's in good agreement. It's published in present in this publication. So here we present the vertical velocity lag between fluid and solid phase. So you can see here the value of about the 210 centimeters per second. It's corresponding to the sediment we had the same diameter we study in this experiment.
Excuse me, what kind of sediment are you releasing here?
It's a cohesive sediment.
So it's more or less monodisperse, or, I mean, so the differences in sampling velocities do not play any role?
Yes, I don't remember how is the diameter, but I am sure it's a cohesive sediment. So here, we try to look at single modem and two-phase modem. What the difference between when you drop and sediment cloud? So on the, this is two-phase, it's a single-phase modem. So you can see it's a very, very different. Very, very different between.
So in the single phase model, there's simply a fall velocity and diffusion?
That's right. In this one, we have two poles and settling velocity. So it's irrelevant for the single phase. We need and settling velocity proposed in model. So the problem here is if we get if we would like to get the cloud arrive at the bottom the same time at the two-phase modeling, the settling velocity is very big in this so we can say that we manipulate single phase modeling to get some result equivalent to two phase in fact. And the problem is that you can see here for the two single phase you don't have one recirculation here when you get the two phase. Something like you have just one body four. Just a body. So you have sediment body four. For the
do you consider fluency effect in the single phase? Meaning that the fact that the density of the mixture is a function of concentration.
The density we use the same density. That's the same.
How are you choosing the diffusion?
Or excuse me?
There's the diffusion of your particles.
Yes. In single phase we have diffusion sure. Diffusion sure. How is the value of diffusion? In fact, I don't remember, but I use and diffusion you try to determine in experience.
There's no diffusion in the two phase.
A diffusion two phase we calculate in model by Chomlin model.
Yeah, it's a
Cajun
model.
Capsilon model, right.
What is the physical reason that you do not get the vortical structure in the bond phase?
It's a very good question because my opinion, I think it's because in single phase we don't have interaction between the particle and fluid. And two phase modeling you have this one. So thanks to interaction between the particle, solid particle and particle fluid, we have this one.
The very single phase passive scalar simulations that would get of the ability curves, so they would get this structure, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we can. It depends on the initial concentration. You're right. If we start with the very small initial concentration, we can get. It means that in the case of very diluted flows, we don't need two phase modeling. Sure. So we can get, I don't try, just what is limit. We cannot use a second phase. But for the diluted, we can get something very, very equivalent to two phase. But when it's very dense, you cannot. It's the reason.
So what is the volumetric concentration in this case?
This concentration is about 0.030 something.
30%.
Yeah, 30%. It's very, very, very important. So it is the result for the release with the velocity. True? So it is with capsilon.
Sorry, in these simulations, are you actually having discrete particles or is it again a continuum concentration of particles?
In this simulation, we calculate by two-phase modeling the alpha s everywhere.
But in reality,
volume function.
So you set the initial volumetric function when you...
No, it's not initial. because the first here, we have initial photo. Excuse me. Yeah, so it's not. I would like to say. No. Okay. Yes, here. It's intent. And we have initial value of the volume function in this tank. You know? And we suddenly we open here.
What are you exactly setting as initial condition? Are you setting it?
I don't remember how about the 0.25, something like that.
Initial value. Saying that alpha that you already on
showed? Outside is zero. Okay. Outside, yeah, you have a clear water. Okay, so now I talk about the water sediment interface. So here you have water and you have cohesive sediment, and here you have no cohesive sediment. So when resource number is less than 0.2, it provoked and have a Kelvin Helmholtz instability. Oh. So this is you have, it's very different between the cohesive and non cohesive.
So the main difference, just that it
the main difference is the size of the particle, in fact.
But I mean, in terms of the difference in the residing flow field, it is that the non cohesive case grows much faster and grows to a thicker interface, yes?
Now the row, it's don't change. It's the same row, but different size. The main difference is the particle size.
If you wait long enough to reach a quasi.
Yeah, it's a periodic condition. It's periodic condition. It means that you have a long, very long periodic condition here, periodic condition here.
But I was going to ask, probably you're going to show it in the next slide, but
yeah.
If you wait long enough so it reach a quasi-steady state, does the size of those...
The size is 3 mat here and 3 mat here.
The size of the instabilities in shear layer, are they the same in these?
Here it's mid depth. So it means that it's... The sediment layer is about 1.50 meters.
But the two flows are not have the same velocity. So this instability is propagated at very different velocities.
Initially the same velocity. Initially. Yeah.
But I mean, if it is cohesive, I would expect that there are extra stresses in the particle phase.
Yes.
And so if you increased the flow velocity by which you drive it, so that you get the matching propagation velocities of the instabilities.
Yeah.
You then get the same depths of the instabilities or not?
No. In fact, initially we both want profile velocity. How we need one inflection point in velocity profile. It's very important to provoke Kelvin-Helmholtz instability. So we have two conditions to provoke. The first, we have in the profile, velocity profile, we need one inflection point in the profile. And the second is Reichert number, it should be less than 0.2 to provoke instability. Yeah. So, and then the model gives the result. I can show you the next, the different velocity, yeah. So here we try to study about the refinement sensibility. So here, this is the dimension is 3 meters and 3 meters in the horizontal. So here we have 100 points, here 300 points, and here 500 points. So you can see, so this is a conception of the Hendrickson Morse vorticity proposed by Caulfield and Pentier in the GFM 2000. So we have here, you have so the core, you have so the weight, and you have eyelid. So we have for the 500, we have exactly the same. Here you have core, here you have break, and you have the eyelid. So exactly the same. So the structure.
Just want to clarify. So this is actually a 2D model.
Yeah.
Like it actually captures the larger.
Sure. It's different. Sure.
Meaning that your subgrid scale.
Yeah.
So your character model is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So that the larger.
And if we increase in refinement more the mesh, we can get some the second vorticity here. So here we present the different velocity, not velocity, between solid and fluid, and here different vorticity between the solid and fluid phase. And here it's in this sense it's in refinement. So 100, 200, 200, 300, 300, and it's 500. So there is a so it's here. You can see the north velocity. It's about the more north. It's about the because it, different. It's about the fit maximum here. The red color maximum. It's 50 millimeters per second. The red. So now we talked about the erosion, vertical erosion, and why we would like to propose a unified formulation for continuum mechanics. Okay, so in this part we try to present an experimental investigation from Professor Gondre de Fast, Université Sud, Paris Sud. And we present the numerical modeling. We analyze the simulation results and we try to give some the conclusion. So this is the device for the experimental investigation. In FAST. So here we have on the closed circuit of the water. For our case, it's we have an aspiration from the water here. When we have a vertical jet here. And we have some remarks. The first, we have a crater, formation of crater by jet. And depend on the velocity and distance, the it shows very important is the distance between the mouth of the jet to the layer. So depend on velocity, injection velocity and distance, the form of the cluster is different. So maybe we can get some suppression here. And we have something like a sun pi here in this one. So it's the result. We have the form of cluster proposed by Adhiri Beach and Rajaratnam. So we classify two kinds of the form. The first is weakly deflected when the erosional parameter determined by this formulas between this value, and we have a strong deflected. And here you have the suppression here. So it's a very important suppression here. Now, you can see here, if we use a two-phase modeling, Navier-Stokes, the solid phase behaviors and liquid line behavior. So you can see, it's solid, but you have some oscillation like liquid line behaviors of the solid function. So it's not correct. It's not physical. You can see again. I don't know. Okay, so this is why we have very motivated to try to simulate correctly this phenomenon and to simulate the solid line of the solid function.
And what's the nature of the sediment here?
It's the sand. It's a diameter of about 400 micro.
Could you go back and try to play that again? Could you go back to one slide and see if it will play again?
This one?
No, just to replay that.
To replay the animation. Okay.
Microsoft.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So the issue I would like to ask about is that you see this compression wave, or actually an expansion wave, but then that would mean that the liquid has to leave on that same time scale uniformly, right? So you have a pore pressure driven flow through a porous medium to get the liquid exchanged, right? To expand that structure from 55% to 50%.
Yeah.
So is that consistent with the way the modeling is? Does it allow that through it? I mean, is there a Darcy flow analysis that allows this to happen on that time scale?
No, because my opinion is because we use the Navier-Stokes equation to simulate the solid phase. And even if we propose the effective test, but it's not sufficient. So it shows the liquid line behaviors of the...
Right, but I mean, in order for this exchange of phase to occur like that, there has to be a relative motion of the two phases, and that, if these are very small particles, induces a very, very large stress, right? So for small particles, And they're just a typical, some sort of...
Yes.
There's a stress drag coupling.
There is some regions, these cores, in two-phase Navier-Stokes equations we propose for the solid and solid viscosity for this prior non-Newtonian of the solid phase. But we just, with some parameters. The first, we use beta. Beta is parameters to take in consideration the distance between the particles, mainly. And
My point is just a simple one, that the relative motion, the resistance to relative motion very much controls, there's some controlling parameter in terms of the fluid stress, the mixture stress that would allow these two phases to change. And so how the exchange mechanism of momentum.
So it changes mainly by the drag force.
Right. So
yeah.
But that's what I'm just. This seems pathological that this could change on that time scale over that width. Is my point is that this is changing volume fraction rapidly. It seems to me over this time scale. I mean it's evolving on a time scale consistent with the velocity of the jet, right? Whereas I would think that the flow processes within a porous medium are slow.
Of course, the volume fraction of the solid constituent is 55%, which is random loose packing.
True.
The particles are just in contact.
But it changes over a wide region to low, to maybe 5% lower, which is a large volumetric.
So you see the jump, how much was the volume fraction changing?
5-6% it looked like to me.
It was mostly our vector and not really.
Well, can we move it? Can we see it again? Just to
yeah, okay.
Let's go back one.
Okay. this one.
I mean, maybe less than that, but it's...
Is it not just all affecting? Where's the volume fraction changing?
The color.
Mm-hmm. In the first
three frames of
it. It moves down.
Yeah.
All the way.
That's the whole thing flowing. I mean, the whole bed is flowing and moving.
It's increase of the uroporosity.
Where's the bottom?
So, in fact, we try to... The first, we think about the... drug force. We think about thrust force.
I think so.
Yeah. The whole bed is moving around. It's flowing. It's not behaving like a solid. That's why the volume. So locally, the volume fraction is not changing. Everything's just moving around.
So I'm seeing a kinematic motion down because there's somewhere else that's moving.
That's right. Something like that. Now. And here.
Sorry.
So the two vertical walls.
It's a wall. Impermeable wall.
If the velocity scale is the scale of the
velocity here, something like
reflection, maybe that's causing the formation of those
oscillations. About the fluid phase, the velocity is one party aspired by the motor, in this one.
But it definitely should also make a horizontal motion, kind of a vortex.
Yeah. So, in fact, the velocity field for fluid, something like that, here, in one part of the fluid, it's aspired by the motor, but another it's something like it's go up. Yeah.
So there's regions of intense shearing.
Yeah.
And I think those are responsible for the features we see in the early part of the video.
Yeah, maybe. So it's why we try to, the first time we try to treat the drug force. And we use so many different formulas for the CD, the drug force coefficient. But at the moment for the existing formulas, it didn't allow us to get something like so something physical like algorithm. So I propose now. So this is why I propose now. So we look at it, the equation. Now we propose and unify formulation for fixed solid phase and for solid phase, both liquid line and solid line behaviors by on continuum mechanics.
Sorry, what's T tensor and N?
Excuse me?
The T tensor, is it shear stress? Or?
The T, yes. It's in the T, it's a
what
test.
Is N?
Yeah.
The capital N?
Yes, I show you later in this one. Yeah. So now we go back to Navier-Stokes equation. We now Navier-Stokes equation come from the Navier equation. So original Navier-Stokes equation is Navier equation. So in fact, it's the same. So we try to get the same formulation for solid line and liquid line behaviors of the solid phase. So different is that for this one, the T. The T for fluid, it's LL, it's liquid line, calculated by this one normally. And the T for the solid line, because we use now Navier's equation, it's not Navier-Stokes equation. So we have to calculate this one. And this one, it's a deformation rate. It is calculated by this one. With d, it's d it's a calculated from the displacement velocity of the solid. So the different part is that based on calculate. Content test for the liquid line and test for solid line. And we try to combination of the two, this one. So the test of the solid phase, a combination of solid line and liquid line by n function f. If f equal to 1, you have solid line behaviors, and if you have f equal 0, you have liquid line. So very important it's how we determine the function of the transition function f now. So if you have the question about this formula, you can discuss. Now, so we propose the function f in function of alpha h rho, the Schnee number and Schnee number critical Schnee number. So something like this one is mean in this bar is liquid line, in this bar is a solid line. Sure, the form of this function f. It should be discussed. It should need more study about that, more analysis about that. About the simulation result, so we have the jets here, and the velocity outlet of jets in Poisson fall. So we had read about the 251 points in Capricorn and one point in the opposing pole, but irregular. And the value of the sediment layer, it's about alpha S is 0.55. And we have quite a water. So we try to understand how the influence of the function F. Now we propose one line, the black line, so above F equals zero, even if here we have the sediment. And here, F equals 1. So above the black line, F equals 0, and below, F equals 1. So you can look here. Really, this line nearly represents one wall, impermeable wall, a solid wall here. So we have here something like an boundary layer appear here. So the fact you use Navier-Stokes and Navier the same time will allow us simulate this line like one solid line, but the velocity for fluid we calculate normally. No problem. A solid we calculate too. So just the fact the transition between the Navier-Stokes equation to Navier equation, you give me the transformation between. So give us the result, something like that we would like to get, in fact. And if you move, we move this line by the rim number field. So this is the value of the critical value. This last line. It's the value of the critical shear number. So you can see this one is the same form of the line, the black line. So it suggests one idea to move or to replace, to determine, in fact, the black line. How we determine? So for the first space, we propose the move this line by the value of the critical shear number. So this is the result with the F function. So you can see it's we don't have the problem, the oscillation, it's very stable. Now, quantitatively, this is the value get from the experimental investigation. So we have a lot of the experience with different velocity, different distance L, and we measure the diameter of the cutter and the depth of the cutter. So here, the relationship between the L with the diameter of the cutter and the relationship with the L between the depth, cutter depth. So the first view, we can say it's very dispersed. But now, if we try to propose it one, this is fog of the logarithmic of the in fog, how can I say, in this equation, you know, yeah, in fog of the exponential. So you can get something like very, very coherent result, very coherent result. So it's a measurement for H. H is very good, very coherent, very good. But for the D diameter, it's some distance. But we have one tendency, it's an parabolic. So it is the value of the measurement. And now we compare with the calculation. So we have calculated. So this value of the H calculate, and this value of the D calculate. So we for the first investigation numerically, we can get something finally five agreement with the measurement and the calculation.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Just to understand the approach to the modeling, did you have to predefine that black solid line?
Yeah.
And did you already put those width depth ratios in that black solid line beforehand? Or because you had to predefine your black line that
that's
separated
right.
The
that's
two
right. That's right. We have to move the black line.
How did you choose the shape for that black line?
Yeah, we can, in the model, we can calculate the sheen number, okay? We can calculate the sheen number. And in the case, if the sheen number is greater than the critical value,
right.
In this place,
right, so
we
then
move.
Then you change the,
yeah,
we adjust
move.
The sheen.
That's right,
okay.
That's right. Yeah. We move the black line, yeah.
That's the initial shape of the line is predefined?
Initially, it's all installed.
That's calculated at each step.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the first idea. Maybe we have to deeply study about that. So conclusion for the erosion and the uniform formulation, we can say that the solid line behaviors of the solid bed is obtained. And we have a stabilized check of the cutter. And quantitatively, the dimension of H and D of the cutter is a good argument. It's experimental observation. The perspective is, we need more study for the F function and how we can move the break line. And we would like to extend for the older configuration, inclined jet, horizontal jet, etc. And we once a 3D version completed, we try to test 3D version for this same test, but extending to the scoring 3D scoring problem. Now, application to the Gironde estuary. I forget the show of the Gironde estuary. Now, so if you remember about of the France map. Okay. So Gironde estuary here.
The last one.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Gironde estuary is located here in the west of France. Here we have Bordeaux here. And here you have two branches. It's Garonne and it's Dordogne. And we have Bordeaux here. So this zone is famous French Y region. So for the confluence one, we need a coupling, because at the moment I use a 2D vertical model. So we need an coupling between the three bunches. Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's technique for coupling. Mainly, we ensure the conservation of the continuity, the mass, and the momentum. It's a concept. And here we can see we have the turbidity developed for and tidal cycle two times. So in low water plus two, we have two turbidity here, and we have high water plus two, you have is more developed turbidity. It's more developed. And here is the result, animation of the result. Ah, yes, we have the map of the Gironde region. So this is a Gironde, this is Dordogne, this is Galois. So you can see it's the turbidity maximum developed.
What is the color code here?
Excuse me?
What is the color represent?
What is color? It's color, it's show the turbidity. Yeah, concentration, yes. So
that is pretty much result of the tidal force.
The tide. That's right. We have the tide at the open sea boundary, and you have river discharge. So for the conclusion of the my talk, I would say that we need the two-phase approach, because two-phase approach take in consideration iteration fluid particle, which is ignored in the single-phase modeling, and iteration fluid bed taking in consideration. So we just only one domain, one computing model. We don't need extra model. We need it in the single phase model. And we get the good behavior model to simulate the free surface and non-historic flows and the different process of the sediment transport. My question is, maybe the two-phase modeling would be a new generation for modern sediment transport. Thank you for my attention.
Thank you very much. So we already have a number of questions. Maybe we still have one or two more. Yeah, right.
If you could go back to two slides to your model of the Gironde estuary and the other estuaries.
This
so
one?
Simulation is only for vertical movement, correct?
Yes, no, both.
There's no horizontal movement?
Yeah, horizontal. Yeah.
So how do you get is it just the way that the vertical cells, the vertical structure develops that you seem to get?
No, because
movement?
Yes, because problem of the scale.
Yeah, okay.
The scale, geometric case, because the longer it's very, very long.
Yeah.
But we concentrate in so. So vertically, you see more clear the movement on horizontal. So you can see maybe more important vertical movement than horizontal. But in fact, we have both. So this one you can see. For example, this one you can see the turbidity move. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have some measurements or to impose the horizontal movement?
Yeah.
So that is not calculated?
Yeah, in fact, we calibrate. Because we calibrate our result with two survey fields. So it's a good argument.
So you impose boundary conditions of inflow and outflow, or periodic inflow?
I show you this one to explain about the boundary condition. Yes, here. So here, we impose river discharge here. And because here it's very long, 150 kilometers, so the tidal boundary condition limit is not extend in two extreme upstream ones. So we can pose just the charge. And at the same, we impose the tidal river.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question about this f of alpha s, this parameter that transitions from fluid to solid. So the question is, that has a dependence upon the Shields parameter?
The question is?
It has, first of all, I had a question, does it have a dependence on the Shields parameter?
So
gravity is a part of this reality then?
Yeah.
Okay. So but the comment is that this is a very natural place for using rheology of the material, because if I did some sort of dynamic response of the material, I should see both the liquid and the solid response. That's just the natural viscoelastic or viscoplastic behavior is very standard measurements. So this is right in the context of trying to understand whether it has a yield stress for one thing or whether it has a viscoplastic behavior. So I think that they're quite standard to describe that.
Any other questions? Actually, we would like to study more about the plastic elastic behaviors, and we have to study about the sum of parameters of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. Yeah, thank you.
At the start, you mentioned that for engineering applications, maybe simpler models might suffice as well.
Sure.
I have been confronted with such problems in connection with dredging operations in Norwegian ports. And the requirement there was basically they wanted to have a more or less a real-time simulation.
Yeah.
And I think you are pretty far away from real-time.
Now we can now because now we were very massively parallel computing. So in fact, two-phase modeling is very concerned now. I agree. But now we use the HPC, so massively parallel, and GPUs. So this technique allow us to reduce deeply the computing time. So for example, for this one, we can calculate like the 10 days. We need maybe 3-4 hours. With the match up, we have a vertical, we have a 31.1 vertical, and horizontal we have 100 meters for 150 kilometers. So it's very, very big week.
All right, let's see. Alexander and Jim, any announcements regarding
that? Yeah, announcements. Just to remind you that we have a group dinner tomorrow. So those are interested can sign up on the wiki page. And we have an appointment at 5:45 at the KTP at the main entrance. And we plan to go to the restaurant. So just walk to the restaurant from here. I think it's 20 minutes walk. those who are interested are welcome to join us.
Can we get a rough idea of who would be interested? Okay.
It's adventurous enough.
Well, it's only walking.
Yeah.
It's not training.
Yeah, so you have to be careful with the parking. We got a problem with the parking lot, so we have to leave the parking at 5.
All right,
let's
keep going.
Thank you. Spintronics has challenged us to a soccer game.
No.
They want revenge.
They want to take our.
And they've been practicing.